was really looking ahead and investing in future generations for this town.
Yes, indeed. Now, it was great to hear the reflections of those older gentlemen there.
Over a pool table.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. Thank you, Cass. That's our own Cass Harrington. This is The Trend on WNIN-FM. I'm John Gibson. We're here in Owensboro. It's our day out in Owensboro. And our Steve Berger has also been hitting the streets here in town. Just earlier today, he took a tour of the city's new convention center. It opens 1 week from today. The facility on Owensboro's riverfront sits right on the river. It's a beautiful building. And let's hear more now from Steve Berger's tour.
This is what we call our pre-function lobby. It's about 16,000 square feet of space. This building is basically built in triplicate. It's got three shoeboxes, if you will, that are put together. So pod one, pod two, and pod three, and they're basically identical. There are three separate entrances, and you come into this pre-function area. These last two have it's a multi-purpose room. It can be used for registration, for ticketing. We're going to use it for a coat room next weekend. And so that each one of those, and then this last one I'll show you, has a cafe in it. We put a little coffee bar so you can get a cup of coffee and a sandwich and panini, whatever it is that you might want. So that's the last one over here. So we've got a little grab-and-go kind of cafe area. And then as you walk into the building, each of the pods empty into the exhibit hall, and there are three exhibit halls that all come together to make one large hall or make three separate halls. Each hall is about 15,000 square feet or so, and has a set of restrooms off of each pod. And so when you walk into the exhibit hall, you can smell, that's a floor cleaner, that citrus smell. So you walk in, and these are concrete floors, 30-foot ceilings, and again, we have the ability to do just a myriad of things in here, Steve. We can do sporting events, we can do cheer and dance competitions, we have consumer shows, we're putting our opening gala banquet actually in this hall, in this area. And we have plenty of power on the back. We have all of our floor boxes that are all tested and ready to go. And then these are the walls you see that split the three sections.
So what's actually happening right now around here? There's a lot of people here.
There is. Probably primary is we're loading in a lot of our, what we call our furniture, fixtures, and equipment, our staging. Let me show you some of that stuff we have over here. The staging, the chairs, the tables, all that kind of stuff that's coming in. The final clean from the contractor to get it turned over to us. And some of what they call the punch list items that they're trying to get punched out. To say, okay, this needs to be fixed, or this doesn't work properly, we need to look at that. And so this is some of the equipment it takes to operate a facility like this, and this is just some of it. We actually have our chairs coming Monday. We have 2,000 banquet chairs that we'll have here.
We've got one of the pods full of tables here and various types of equipment.
Exactly right. So you have exhibitor tables. We have our round tables that we use for banquets and banquet rounds. These are our bistro tall boy tables, we call them. These are our meeting room tables. And all of our staging equipment is back here. We can make a stage. Our stage is 40 by 32. So we have the ability to do that. And so... That's one of the key things that's happening right now, in addition to the cleaning and kind of this final punch list items that we need to get going. Of course, the kitchen was tested yesterday. We got our health inspection from the kitchen. We'll be doing some test cooking to make sure all the equipment's working and all that. So that's happening as well. So yeah, there's a busy bee of activity right now.
So it's going to be ready.
It'll be ready, yeah. In fact, I just a minute ago, Steve, ran into the general contractor and just a couple of things that he wanted to point out to me. So they're very confident that we'll actually have what they call a temporary occupancy certificate by today, and tomorrow essentially becomes our building, if you will, that we'll be able to really start to move around in the building and do what we need to do to get ready for next weekend's events.
So what, anything keeping you up at night this week?
You know, I tell you the biggest thing, it's funny you ask that, because there are things you just wake up and you go, oh gosh, what if that happened? And one of them is, it's a three-story building. So one of them is, if I've got my kitchen on the third floor and I'm serving food on the ground floor and my elevator breaks, so we actually making sure that we have a standby person for our big night to make sure that we've got the elevators working and the escalators should something happen to them. But no, not really. At this point, we're pretty much we talked earlier this morning about first impressions, and so that keeps me up a little, just making sure that we meet the expectations of our current or our clients and our customers and the community, and there's very high expectations, and we just want to make sure we deliver on those.
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's walk up the stairs. This is our back of house corridor. The middle pod of this third floor is our kitchen, a big storage area you'll see here on the right hand side, and we're starting to move again a lot of equipment in here, so we have all that ready, all of our glass and dish racks for the kitchen, that sort of thing. And the kitchen will be right here, and then on either side is the ballrooms. And the ballrooms are 13,000 square feet, but they break into five separate spaces. And so this is one of the spaces, so when you have a breakout room or a smaller room, this becomes that room, or it becomes much larger. So we'll step out here just for a second. It's real windy out here. But they'll be redoing this pier, Steve, and they're taking off those sides and putting a new top on that. It'd be a really nice way for us to have some music and entertainment and other events out there on that pier, and you'd be able to enjoy them from right here on this balcony. So that's going to be a really exciting piece. That'll be due late summer next year, late early fall.
Of 2014?
Of 2014, yeah. Yeah, I say, oh my gosh, next year. It is this year now. This is the kitchen, which obviously has a lot of activity because all the stuff that's coming in these crates and boxes has to be washed. All of our silverware, plates, dishes, glasses, all has to go through our dishwashing machine, which, by the way, washes 15,000 pieces an hour. So we're still finishing up some training on some of the equipment. We do have our health inspection, so we'll be able to actually start serving food out of this kitchen as early as today, really, we could. So all of that begins to happen. All this equipment, our walk-in coolers and freezers, everything's operational, and this is a really an important part of what the activity that's going on today is in this room here. So.